Hello, I hope you are doing well, wherever you are. With another educational topic, we are here, which is called Success in Difficult Negotiations. In other trainings, we emphasized that you should practice, and we asked you to be like an actor and play your role properly. And today, we want to review what you did. You are facing a series of challenges in a difficult negotiation. First, we want to know what hard negotiation means. A tough negotiation means that your client will face challenges that no one can answer. That is, the customer raises questions that you cannot answer and create challenges for you. For example, the customer says that your product and your services are expensive. How do you respond? The customer says that I need to research. I need to check. What answer do you have to tell him? Or, for example, he says about your competitors. For example, Mr. Hosseini offers this product cheaper than you. We call these questions challenging and difficult questions. We call this question challenging if you are prepared in advance. It is easy to convince the customer. Of course, if the answer is convincing and correct, if you told this answer to 10 other customers and they did not accept, then this answer is wrong and you lose customers. Don't do this. Ask and consult with others and test and analyze the answers. And if you see a positive answer about the customers, use it. Is everyone going to buy from us in the negotiation? Amateurs give one answer and professionals give another answer to this question. Amateurs call every customer who doesn't buy from them a fake, or not if he buys, then it is not fake, and he buys from competitors. The question is, a person is a buyer, so we have to make him buy from me. There is a customer who does not buy from you and does not buy your competitors. We called this customer fake because he came to your page or to your social network by mistake. He was looking for something else. Of course, there are techniques to convert a fake customer into a real, so that a customer who did not come to buy from us will buy from us. It means we change a fake customer to a real one by some techniques. And we will talk about these techniques later. But let's deal with difficult and challenging questions and think about what answer we should give them. First, we need to know where the customer came from. In the marketing discussion, there is a title called a lead, which is a potential customer, and it means someone who has never bought anything from us. If the customer came through your website, he either sent you a message on social networks or fills out a form on your landing page or calls your number directly. You can find customers in different ways. These are the potential customers who find whether they will buy or not. These are the potential customers who find whether they will buy or not. Now, some of these leads filled out the form by mistake. Yes, these customers are fake. But one person really wants a product, and he filled out a form for this product. For example, shoes. But I couldn't sell to him. So there are two different opinions, and which one is correct? Nimrod has an expert opinion. If someone was looking for something else and called you by mistake, he is a fake customer. But if someone does not buy from you but buys from someone else tomorrow, it means that he is not fake. And he is not a fake customer, and you could not sell to him. And he bought from your competitor and will buy from him next time and next year. You lose a customer or a client. Our blitz shape our negotiations, and follow-ups and our false beliefs cause a lot of money that we lose month after month. Imam Ali says that if the lose is the money you lose, then the money you did not earn is considered a lose. So the money we don't get from the customer is a lose. Now let's talk about the challenges. The customer says your product is expensive and I won't buy from you. We need to check whether the product is really expensive or the customer claims that our product is expensive. If this is the customer's claim, then save the customer number, because this customer may buy from you for the next month or the following months. The fact that they complain that the product is expensive is because the customer does not trust our product, because he does not know the product well. Don't get nervous and don't show violent reactions. Professional sales people know that price does not win customers. In sales, you should know that we have to convince the customer that there is nothing to worry about it. You should start with the question technique. Ask questions from the buyers. Fear to ask questions. The price is an excuse. They don't trust you. Ask questions and ask him to explain why our product is expensive. For example, you have bulk raisins. Does anyone else have these raisins? Yes. Bulk products have different prices. For example, lower quality has a lower price. So maybe There is someone who sells cheaper than you. So never claim that your price is the cheapest. If he says it is expensive, ask him for an explanation. If he does not explain, then he is lying and just wants more margin profit. In other case, the product is packaged and has a specific price, and you are the supplier of this brand. Are there others? Yes. In such a case, some may give more than that for some reasons. Through this customer, you can reach a lower price and find a lower supplier. You can give this person a lower price and keep him for yourself. A series of customers will ask you for time to know if they object to your sales technique or if they don't have enough money. For this reason, don't insist and don't spoil the relationship with your customer. Let him go and save his number. He will buy you, okay, sometime. Save the customer's name until the money comes to him, or he thinks and buys. May over time, competitors will take him away from you. Try to keep him by following and follow up him until he came back and buy you. The second group has money and they say, we want to think. They don't think about you and they just want a reason to go, and you let him go. It shows that the customer has doubts about you and your product. Try to clear his doubts. Don't let him go. You have to keep the client. If the client leaves you with this technique, ask him what he don't understand. If you have any questions, ask and I will explain to you. The next point is referring to the competitors. That is, he wants your product. He has information and he wants the product. So I have to prove to him that my product is better by giving some reasons and by giving some services. The best way is to know the weaknesses of the competitions and express them and check them. First, listen well and understand and get the information, and based on that information, create doubts about the competitors in his mind. First, I am a direct intermediary, you said. I am always online and help you in all matters. Introduce your service and tell me that I will follow you even on the day off. Tell me about your experiences. If you have a willing merchant in the customer's city, ask the customer to contact that merchant and get your approval. Of course, We must first make sure that the customer is the final decision maker. But don't delete the interfaces, because you will reach the main decision maker by using the same interface. Ask him to have a joint meeting with the decision maker, so don't eliminate the client who is an intermediary, because then you won't reach the main person. But the last model is that you call and the customer says, "I don't want your product." It is hard work here, but if you show him that your product will bring him more income, then you have to find the customer's nail point, and that is how you negotiate, you succeed.